At 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, July 14th. The concerts on the dock got underway last night. A throng of people showed up for the throbbing beat of Global Heat. The band played disco hits and other grooving songs, all at and around Pope Marine Park. The concert series, which the Main Street program puts on, will now continue every Thursday evening from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock on the waterfront at the foot of Water Street. Concerts on the Dock brings the Latin band Huepa next Thursday. Then come six more shows, with the last one being Kevin Mason and the PT All-Stars on Thursday, August 31st. There's a proposal afoot for a four-story, 50-room hotel in Port Townsend. The Leader reports that the Anacortes-based company Nivair recently submitted site and floor plans for the hotel to the city. The developers also gave an overview of the project to the city's Historic Preservation Committee. The property where the hotel could go is where the Sanderling office building sits right now. That's relatively northeast of the State Ferry Dock. The new hotel project proposal includes demolition of the Sanderling building. A site survey for the project notes that the hotel would have a maximum height of 46 feet. Plans include a cafe on the first floor and 11 on-site parking stalls. Haven Design Workshop of Ferndale is the architect for the project, and the builder is Faber Construction of Linden. The Peninsula Daily News reports that State Representative Mike Chapman will seek the Senate seat to be vacated by Kevin Vandeweg, who is running for State Commissioner of Public Lands in 2024. Both Chapman and Vandeweg now represent Legislative District 24, which covers the North Olympic Peninsula, Clallam, and Jefferson counties. Chapman is a Democrat who lives in Port Angeles. He used to be a Republican, then he became an independent on the way to becoming a member of the Democratic Party. He served four terms as a Clallam County Commissioner from 2009 to 2017. He served four terms as a Clallam County Commissioner from 2009 to 2017. He was first elected to the state legislature in 2016 and has since been re-elected three times. Before taking public office, Chapman had served for a decade as a local law enforcement officer and U.S. Customs Inspector. He drew considerable attention when, as a part-time customs inspector, he chased down and shoulder-tackled an Algerian man, Ahmed Rassam, at the corner of First and Lincoln Streets in Port Angeles. It turned out that in doing this, he helped foil plans to drive explosives from the Coho Ferry Terminal in Port Angeles to the Los Angeles International Airport. Chapman made his tackle on December 14, 1999. Rassam was later found guilty on nine criminal counts emanating from a plot to detonate explosives at LAX during the Millennium celebrations. He was sentenced to 37 years in prison. The annual Port Townsend Writers Conference public reading series starts Sunday evening. This is a whole week of readings by illustrious poets and other writers from around the country. Each reading starts at 7 p.m. in the Wheeler Theater at Fort Worden State Park, and that's every night starting on Sunday and going through the week. Everybody is welcome to come to the readings. Just to give you a few examples, on Monday night, you can hear from local novelist Anna Quinn, Seattle writer Kristen Miaris Young, and poet Tess Gallagher. On Thursday evening, the writers who will read their work are former State Poet Laureate Rena Priest, Ravi Howard, and Sean Vestal. You can see the entire lineup night by night by going to centrum.org and looking at the calendar page. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.